Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got a very interesting and different show lined up for you today. You know, we, of course, having seen the meltdown in the real estate market, which, of course, is recovering, but we saw quite the meltdown with foreclosures and short sales and people underwater and a lot of people losing their homes or having to restructure their home, the debt. And so a lot of focus on that, but there is an opportunity that exists there for investment. And so some people have purchased homes, short sailed, they've gotten them on foreclosure, they've gone in, fixed them up and sold them, or they've held them as a rental, all kinds of things going on. Well, another aspect to this is distressed mortgage debt investing, which is a very different aspect to this. And so I've got an expert on the line who's going to help us understand it. Ricky Brava is senior partner with Apollo Financial Group. And the website, if you want more information, Apollo Financial Group, but it's GRP. So ApolloFinancialGRP.com. And Ricky, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really glad to have you on because this is a kind of an under-the-radar thing that a lot of money is invested in these types of vehicles. And so I wanted to have you come on and help us. And the opportunity here, Ricky, just to kind of get it right up front, the opportunity is for an investor to invest in the note, to in effect buy the mortgage from whoever is holding it at maybe a discount or a reduced value, and then to hold it and get the benefit of that ownership of the note, collect the principal and interest. Is that, do I have it right?
Yes, you do. The beautiful thing about this investment vehicle is that you're basically purchasing debt that happens to be collateralized by real estate.
Okay.
So that's your safety net right there, the real estate, the asset. The other great point of this investment vehicle is that the property could be underwater, and you still come in at a discount. So it doesn't matter if the property has equity or not. You will be coming in as an investor at a steep discount because it's a non-performing asset.
So who is going to want to sell? I'm kind of make some of these are kind of basic questions, but the mortgage holder, which is typically a bank, wants to sell this to somebody else. Is that what they're trying to do, is get out of this mortgage and, you know, clean up their balance sheet, so to speak, and sell it to somebody else? Is that where the opportunity lies?
Yes. It would be the banks, national, regional, or larger hedge funds that would be selling off these assets. There's different reasonings for this. I mean, obviously, we all are very familiar with the crash. We're all very familiar with the bailout. So I want to believe that the American public didn't bail out the banks so they can foreclose on people, right?
Yeah, right.
So obviously that's not good. So what they do is that we have companies like ours pick up that debt, take that off their books. And because we are equipped and we're set up to process these loans properly, to work with homeowners, to give them better terms, to keep them in their homes, which the banks are not set up in that manner. It's just not their business plan.
Right.
We come and we take advantage of that. I mean, and they clean their slate, and we can profit as well. As not to be overlooked, the most important thing here is that as an investor, if you decide to look further into this investment vehicle, you can really help Americans stay in their home, one home at a time. Because you, as the bank, because when you purchase the note, now you become the bank. You are the one that has all the leverage and all the saying of, hey, Do I give this person better terms? Do I lower their interest rate? Whatever it is, the difficulty that we're having for paying that mortgage, you have a handle on it, and you can work with that homeowner.
Now,
one home at a time. Yeah.
Yeah, and you raise several questions for me, Ricky. So if somebody decides, hey, this is something that would be a nice, you know, it shouldn't take all your money and do one note, and that's, I mean, this would be part of a overall financial plan, part of a portfolio that somebody might decide to diversify and have some money in something like this. When they buy the note, then are they on their own once they buy it? I mean, first they got to get it, they got to find it. So they need to go through somebody. So that's part of what your company does, is you help to identify these opportunities to buy these notes at a discount, and then you help the investor get the note. And then are they kind of on their own from there, or do you help them, give them some guidance on, you know, what the terms should be and provide maybe a clearinghouse for processing, receiving payment? How does that part work?
Actually, Apollo Financial Group takes a lot of pride in this, which is, A, there's an educational facet, right? We educate the public or the potential investor on the vehicle. If they make that decision to move forward to diversify their portfolio or their investments with notes, we handhold them through the whole process from beginning to fruition. We also partner up with people. We've been very successful at this 7 years now.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, if you're just joining us, Ricky Brava is on the line with me, senior partner with Apollo Financial Group. More information is available at their website, ApolloFinancialGRP.com, ApolloFinancialGroup.com. Quick break. We'll be right back with Ricky.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back with Ricky Brava, senior partner with Apollo Financial Group, and we're talking about distressed mortgage debt investing, buying the note, buying the mortgage on property. This is primarily residential property, right, Ricky?
Yes, our main focus is residential nationwide, but we do work with the commercial space as well. But
okay,
we focus on residential. As they say, that's our bread and butter.
Right. Well, let's go back to one of the things I was asking you about before the break. So let's say somebody decides they want to make this part of their portfolio. They contact you. They say, all right, I want to do this. You identify, you know, opportunities for them to buy notes, and then you guide them, and that you mentioned the educational component. Once they own the note and you've guided them on maybe how to work with the borrower, the resident, the homeowner, on how to adjust the terms to make it to where they, you can salvage the note and keep them out of delinquency, or, you know, get things back on track. Going forward, do you connect them with somebody that can act as a servicer of that note and collect the money, or does the homeowner pay the investor directly?
Okay. No, I'm going to give you broad strokes of
sure.
how we can streamline the system.
Great.
Basically, you acquire the note. The note gets assigned to your company or the investor's company.
Okay.
We handhold you through that. Then, obviously, then the original docs, mortgage and note, last due date and so forth, the copies are sent to, let's say, a CPA to give you the up-to-date numbers on that loan. Then, once you have those numbers, like full arrears, everything, then you take that to, after you send the RESPA letter, the hello and goodbye letters, you can, wait for the borrower to get a hold of your company, or B, send that file to an attorney. We work with attorneys nationwide.
Okay, good.
And that attorney will, in fact, act as your servicer on a non-performing note, right? Because
okay,
they're going to start the foreclosure process. Now, when I say the F word, it's not like, hey, listen, we're not here to foreclose on people. Obviously not. But we're also here to protect your investment. Meaning, that is, let's say, different foreclosures laws, times and costs vary from state to state. So let's say we're in a state that foreclosure takes 6 months. It's beneficial for the investor to start that process right away. And within those 6 months, that borrower, the homeowner, has an opportunity to step up to the plate and work something out with the bank, yourself, the note holder.
Okay. So you can get this established, and then you can start collecting on your investment. You start getting income.
Yes. So let's say scenario A, we come to resolution. Then the person starts paying their mortgage as scheduled, let's say. There are many reasons why people do default on their loans. I mean, I believe Americans are hard workers and want their best for themselves and their family. Now, situations happen, economic situations happen, and people do default. We know we had a job scarce, and we're trying to get back on our feet here, right? Once we get them to start paying that mortgage, then you can set that loan up with a servicing company.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the servicing company, hence, will collect their payments every month, and they will go ahead and deposit all those payments to the investor's bank account or their company's bank account. It's very streamlined. That way, you don't have to be on top of that. But once you get it to perform, then you can put that on a servicing company.
That's excellent, Ricky. What generally have you seen is required? What kind of help is needed for the homeowner, the debtor? What typically do you see? What kind of accommodations are necessary? Is it changing the payments? Is it making it interest only for a while? Is it what kind of adjustments do you typically see to get the homeowner able to keep the loan current?
Yeah, David, that's a great question. With my experience, we're going on 7 years, dealing with hundreds of loans and notes nationwide, and the biggest issue that a homeowner tends to have is the arrears. The fact is that, yes, maybe their property's underwater. To give you a quick example, if that property's worth $100,000 and the homeowner owes $150,000,
right?
He feels like, wow, this is overwhelming. I'm backed up $50,000. Now I try to refinance with the traditional bank.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get any
answer.
I got a bunch of paperwork and nothing happened.
Right.
So people feel helpless. So now when, let's say, an investor, just for one note, he picks that up for $55,000.
Mm.
You see how much room
there's
he
a
has?
Lot of room there, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very profitable
investment. Could be good for everybody.
We're very happy to do this. So now, because the investor picked it up at 55 or 60, he can go and negotiate with the homeowner and give him better terms, which the bank was not willing to do or not capable of doing or not staffed to do.
Yeah, requires some hands-on work.
Yeah, but because you're not a national bank where have thousands and millions of loans, you have a portfolio of, let's say, 50 or whatever that number may be. You have a handle on things. Hmm. So now, the biggest concern that I hear from homeowners nationwide is like, look, my arrears are $40,000, $20,000. I can't live like this. I'm better off just vacating.
Right.
But when you step up to the plate as an investor, this is a beautiful part of this business. So you can step to the plate as an investor and say, listen, let's get you current and let's work little by little on those arrears. Don't worry about it. No, listen, as an investor, I know that legally I'm allowed to demand the full arrears.
Sure.
But as an American, you're better off really working something out. Listen, don't pay the 40 now. I'll put you current. Let's set up a payment plan that can stretch out for 12, 24 months, whatever it is convenient for you, because then you're going to find out, obviously, the borrower's financials. You're going to see, okay, this is what can work out. This is, everybody has to live and continue the dream of home ownership here. So if we can forgive some of those arrears, which you can, you do. And you still, because you saw the spread that you came in as an investor, you still have a lot of room for a great ROI, return on investment.
Excellent. This is very different and interesting, Ricky. I'm glad you're sharing this with us. Ricky Brava is our guest today, senior partner at Apollo Financial Group. Quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back. Bravo to Ricky Bravo on the line with us, helping us understand this distressed mortgage debt investing and buying the note from a homeowner who is behind or facing foreclosure, and you pick it up at a discount. And the example Ricky gave before the break was, say the mortgage is 150, home is worth 100, and you come in. Is that the typical discount? Maybe as much as you know, a third of the mortgage debt? Outstanding debt?
Yes, and we only deal. That's a good thing I have to mention. We only deal with first position.
That was going to be one of my questions, too. Okay. Yes. So whatever else is out there, you're not involved with that. How does that play in, though, if you've got, let's say you're buying first position, and let's use continue our example where you picked it up for $50,000. The total debt amount is $150,000. The house is worth $100,000. You can work with the homeowner. How does the other debt that may be on that property, maybe they've got a home equity loan or something like that, does that come into play at all? Can you ignore that, or do you have to get involved with other lenders, or is it just something that the homeowner has to deal with them separately?
No, this is another beautiful part of what we do on being on first position. As an investor, now I'm just put my investor cap on.
Sure.
As an investor, you have all the leverage, because before you purchase that loan, at a discount, you're going to find out what the property taxes are, what taxes are owed on that property.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the taxes are not agreeable because at the end of the day, as an investor, it's a numbers game. So if I can pick up that loan at 50, but then the taxes are 20, then that's not a loan that I will pick up.
Because that's the taxes that are owed in arrears, yes, on that property.
Yes.
Okay.
So then I'll be responsible if I ever take over that loan, right? So that's a senior loan to the first. But most of the deals, there's either zero taxes or very little taxes.
Okay.
So you pay that off as an investor. Let's say the taxes are $2,000. I pick it up at 50 and pay the taxes off. Now I'm super secure. Now the other loans, the junior liens, the seconds, the thirds, mechanical liens, they're irrelevant to me as an investor. They're waiting to see what I do. I don't have to wait to see what they do.
That's interesting. Are you seeing the thing that's in my head, Ricky, and I, again, just understanding this better, you know, you can work with the arrearage where the borrower is behind, and you can say, look, we're going to work with you on that. The other strategy that immediately comes to my mind, are you seeing giving the quote-unquote the home buyer kind of some breathing room and saying, okay, look, let's get you caught up on the arrears. We're going to do it, say, over a 24-month period. And we're also going to do interest only for a period of time. Is interest only or some sort of accommodation there part of the deal often, or is it a reduction of the interest rate that you might charge?
It's a deal by deal case.
Okay,
but because we don't really understand why did that person default, right? There's many reasons. Sometimes they can't deal with that interest rate. Sometimes they can't deal with the arrears. Sometimes their monthly mortgage. You know, it's different. So this is what I like to do personally. When I give them option A, B, C, and D. All of them are very beneficial to you. Pick one.
Gotcha.
And then I also wait for feedback. Then the homeowner will. But obviously, this is not a conversation as an investor you're having with the homeowner. That goes through the law firm. So, you know, rest assured that you're not having those phone calls.
Yeah, I think that's something that I'm glad you mentioned that, Ricky, because as people are listening to us talk about this, they go, oh, my God, I don't want to have that kind of conversation. So this is done through the law firm that is executing the foreclosure document, saying, look, here, you know, your loan has been purchased in foreclosure. You have the following options to get right, and which one works, let us know by this date, or we're going to, you know,
continue.
We're going to take your property.
Yes, yes. And that's why this is what we do. If it's not a non-performing loan, we don't go ahead and put it with a servicer. We do put it with the law firm because they understand, the homeowner understands the reality of it all. It's not some guy in a collection agency trying to get you on the phone to try to collect the mortgage. It's the law firm that's saying, look, we're going to start foreclosure, and please get back to us. We want to work with you.
Well, that seems.
And most of the time we do.
Yeah, it seems straightforward enough. And so you've seen this work well for both the homeowner as well as the investor. Let's grab one quick break. When we come back, Ricky, I want to ask you about any, you know, things to watch out for, pitfalls for investors. Ricky Braver is our guest today, senior partner with Apollo Financial Group. Website, Apollo Financial, and it's groupgrp.com, apollofinancialgrp.com. Right back after this break.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Ricky Braver. Ricky, I mentioned before the break, pitfalls. Any things that, you know, people would be surprised or something to watch out for as you're going through this process of, you know, looking at the opportunity of picking up distressed debt?
Okay. That's a great question. Now that I've been doing this for quite a while, there are pitfalls. The most important thing in this business is to learn how to do proper due diligence. Meaning you want to really learn how to identify that loan, how much that property's worth, you know. Make sure you cross the T's, dot your I's, and that's the main thing, because then you're going to know all the bad news coming in, quote-unquote bad news.
Right.
How much is owed in taxes, how much is property's worth, is it in fact a real property, is it there?
right.
Boots on the ground, because it's a national thing, right?
Right.
We can go out to every single state, the deals, you follow the numbers. But you get boots on the ground, check the taxes, check the title report. Make sure, indeed, you're purchasing a first position note.
Right.
Also, work with a credible company. As much as I love the vehicle of LinkedIn, you'd be surprised how many false people may be out there trying to push different real estate vehicles.
Oh, sure.
So I'll keep an eye out for that. Meet the person, or go to their office, or go to their seminars. You know, get a feel for it. Look them up on the internet. Google's your friend, and things of that nature. Because, you know, every dollar counts. Every investment dollar counts. You worked hard for it, you know. Don't go ahead and throw it away. That's why we also know the reason we go ahead and stay on first position.
Yeah.
You know, it's always better to be first and second, right?
So. Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and you made me think of another question. So let's say you do all that, you do it all very well. But then you know, the attorney sends out the foreclosure with your, you know, options A, B, C, D on how to get right with the loan, and the person just says, no, take it. And so let's say that, or they just, you know, or you try and it doesn't work. So let's say back to our example of $150,000 original mortgage debt. Let's say that you worked with the person and said, look, we're going to do this or that. And the property, you picked it up for 50, the property is worth 100. And now what happens, you foreclose, the investor now is going to own the home, right?
Yes. In fact, you created an REO.
Okay. And for our listeners, give them, what's that stand for?
Real estate owned. That's when the bank takes over that property and the bank owns it. Remember that when you buy the note, you're the bank.
Okay.
So all the rules and regulations are on your behalf if they're on behalf of the bank, right?
Okay.
For good or better, I mean, it's not a political conversation, but, you know, the rules in this country are favoring the banks.
Yeah.
So you as the note holder have those rules in your favor. So you have all the other aspects of real estate. You have REOs, investing. You have short sales. You have share-up sales, right? Things of that nature. But what people don't realize is that the note holder or the bank creates all those investment vehicles. So if you guys, I'm sure you guys can find all over the internet REO courses, how to buy REOs, how to conduct short sales, how to go to the sheriff sale. And all those things are there because of the note holder, the guy who processed that loan and not owns that property. So you want to be on this side of the fence because you already came at a steeper discount than the other investors.
So ultimately, you could end up having the property, and then if you again got the note for 50, and if it's worth 100, mm-hmm. now you sell it, and that's how you recapture your original investment with still a potential profit.
Yes, yes. And remember, you're gonna not sell it at 100. You're gonna sell it at an REO at a discount.
Right,
because, right. Because you know the REO investor feels like he's getting a discount.
Exactly.
Right? So let's say you put total with the foreclosure fees, for argument's sake, you bought it at 50. Let's say 4,000. So you insured it. You could also force place insurance on these properties to even be more secured as the bank. So you have an insured property, all the taxes are zero, and you own that property outright. So you can sell it at 80, cash out at 80, right? And every investment note that we are dealing with, we keep it in the states that the foreclosure turnaround time will be well under 12 months.
Hey, Ricky, we gotta run. Lots more of good information, I'm sure, on your website, Apollo Financial Group, GRP, apollofinancialgroup.com. Ricky, we'll have you back. Talk more again. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
All right, Ricky Bravi, ladies and gentlemen, senior partner with Apollo Financial Group, and that's a wrap.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.